After an early spring, late frost, and lots of rain in June, some apple orchards in Bayfield aren't doing as well as they would like. Bayfield Apple Company production manager Jules Dim says their crops are below par.
We grow something like 20 varieties of apple, and most of them are doing poorly. They're much smaller than they were last year, save for just a couple varieties.
Dim says one of the biggest problems was the heavy rain in June, which led to fungus problems. Blue Vista Farm Shop manager Kathy Marcy says although their crops are doing fine, they switched to treating their apples completely organically, so some crop thinning diseases helped them.
We did not use any chemical thinners in the spring, and so that fire blight might have actually just helped kind of naturally thin the apples rather than losing the whole crop. Don't know if that's the issue up at Bayfield.
While both orchards believe they could come close to the same amount of apples for the festival as last year, there might be shortages of some treats like apple cider. Dim says if Bayfield Apple Company has apples shipped in, they would order from Wisconsin only. But most of the farms in Wisconsin are reporting 80 to 90% crop loss.
We're in conversations with some growers, but it's not looking like we'll be able to buy much if we do.
Bayfield Chamber of Commerce event manager Aaron Johnson says they are not worried about having enough apples.
It's not going to be an issue. We know it's going to be fine.
Bayfield Apple Festival is scheduled for October 5th through the 7th. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.